When I first came in, going through rookie mini camp, you know, it was kind of the same as college, and then going on to camp with the regular guys, it picked up a lot, but you kind of get used to it over that time, and so whenever you hit the game, it's like you've been practicing in it, so once you get the speed down, it's all the same. It's football, it's just what I've been doing my whole life.
What's something you want to add to your game going forward?
Just clean up my routes, just taking my time. I feel like sometimes I rush some of my routes that I don't need to rush. And that's just knowing the timing of the quarterback. There's things that I've been learning throughout this season. So, I have more feel of it for next year, but I'm trying to correct it before we get into the playoffs as well.
You like to make some more plays downfield? Obviously
like deep balls?
Or just even big plays after a catch?
Well, yeah, I mean, I always tell Coach McAdoo I want a deep post, but he tells me I'm an over the middle guy and stuff like that. So, but I got to make stuff happen though after the catch. I guess I could get better at that too.
What was it like coming in and having Odell and Vic kind of brace you so much from day one?
Oh man, it's been a blessing. Just having those two guys, they kind of take me in like a brother. So, like I said, it's great having them. They taught me a lot, not only on the field, but off the field as well.
Odell set a pretty high number bar for you.
He did. He did set that. That was pretty high. But, I mean, you gotta set your bars high. If you don't set them high, then no reason in setting them at all. So I'm a little short, but, I try my best.
A lot of guys played in this league a long time and never make the playoffs. Famously, Tony Gonzalez went like a decade or more without making the playoffs. And right. Making your first year, how does that?
It's a blessing, man. I mean, I was talking to Eli about the other day, and he was just telling me, he thought it was a given coming into his rookie season, and then a few years after that, making the playoffs, and then went a few years dry of not making the playoffs at all. So it's hard to come by. And like you said, some guys go 9 years playing in the league, 10 years, and don't make it at all. So for it to be my first year making it, it's a blessing. We just got to seize it and take it all in and execute.
Sterling, you being a rookie, you've never been to any of this before as a pro. Mm-hmm. Is it almost laughable to you when some of us ask, should you guys play or not play? Because you don't know what that question's even about.
No, I mean, I understand it, but I see it as another game. It's a division game, so why not us play? I guess you could say I don't really understand it in that way, but I'm just ready to go. I'm ready to play this week and correct some stuff on the offense. We got to correct some stuff, and going into the playoffs, it'll help us.
Sterling, I know it's a hypothetical, but if you knew who you were playing in the postseason, would it be a little harder to focus on Washington, knowing that that other team is sitting out there, the fact that it's four teams and you still don't know who you're playing kind of makes it a little bit easier to zero in on this game rather than worry about next week?
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like this team has done a great job of just taking it a week at a time. That's what's contributed to a lot of our success, is just taking it a week at a time and just looking at that team. So I feel like that nothing would change, even though it is the playoffs, it's a little bit more amplified. But I feel like we'd still be focused on the Redskins and then whoever we'd be playing next, regardless if we knew or not, we'd be ready for those guys.